What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today?
What's going on, gentlemen? Doing all right.
Ray's wearing the little elf hat. What the hell is that anyway? Is that an elf?
I think so. Yeah, that's an elf. See, I like this one better than the one I have on the middle of the field.
Looks like
that one just looks.
I saw down at Steel Yard. Jerry, what's up, man?
What's going on? Not a whole lot, man. Just enjoying my time here in Vegas. I apologize if you guys hear barking in the background. We got the dogs here.
Oh, dude, it's all good. I mean, I'm sorry if you guys hear me fart. It happens.
Not surprising.
Hey, it's got to come out. Got me fucked up thinking that I'm going to hold that in. How's everybody doing on this fine Saturday? Jeremy, shout out to you, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I turned 50 today. Appreciate it, guys.
You're 40, right?
38.
Oh, damn. You look 45.
I look 50. That's why. That's why Steve sent me that message today. Happy 50th. I was like, I appreciate that, bro.
I'm kidding.
And then Ray, you know, you look good. You look good for 70, man. Much love. Appreciate that.
He's like, shit. After we go to PTs, that liver's gonna feel like it's 70.
It already felt that way this week, man.
I know you haven't even like invited me out or anything. What a dick.
Well, I mean, unless you wanted to be going to some funerals and stuff, man. I mean, it has been a whole lot of fun stuff.
Popping sometimes.
Yeah, right? I will say, a little off topic, my brother-in-law invited us all out last night to go see Brad Garrett, comedian down there at MGM. That was pretty funny. If you guys get the chance, definitely worth the price of admission, man. It was a lot of fun.
That's what's up. Yeah, no. So he's here in town in Vegas, and we're finally going to see him. I feel honored that he saved the day of his birthday to hang out with me. You know, he's been here for like 4 days. I haven't seen him yet, but I get it. but yeah, man. How are you guys enjoying the draft for your team?
It wasn't bad for the whole. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks we had.
Y'all had 6 picks. Hey, you know what though? Sometimes a 6 pick is better than having whatever the hell we have in our front office completely sticking their head in their ass and just picking. I think they threw darts at a board, and whoever it landed on, that's who they picked. Swear to God.
Do you feel like they shit the bed a little bit on that, or
their first round pick? Yeah.
Bro, like I feel like every pick except the only one that I think they did really good on was their third round pick, which was Dominic. And I'm gonna mess this up. It's Puni, something like that. Puni. He's a offensive tackle from Kansas. Like he was solid pick right there. But every other pick, it's just kind of like you look at it. It's very uneventful. You're like, what the hell were you thinking? Our first two picks were definitely a reach. And then not to mention, you had a tackle there that was graded where, you know, they were in the second round. And you know what my front office does? Hey, they trade with the motherfuckers that took you out in the Super Bowl to trade back with them, and then they take the pick that you wanted. I don't fucking get it. I just don't get it. Like I want to be in that war room and I just want to slap the shit out of every single one. You know how they show it and everybody's like all high fiving and shit? I want to high five their fucking face. That's what I feel like. Like I know I'm going on a rant.
Fair enough.
You know, everybody's gonna say, oh, he's just a bedroom fucking GM. No, it's just bro, like, I'd rather you go best player available. Just go best player available and just call it a day. They reached so hard. They reached so hard for their first one. Ricky Pearsall, a wide receiver. What do you call him, Ray?
White Lightning.
White Lightning.
Great. We got White Lightning in the first round when he was projected mid second, low second. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I think it was because of his run blocking abilities. I think you got to think with that.
Great.
I'm saying it was a stupid pick.
Like, we got Juwan Jennings that was blocking some dude into the Gatorade fucking table. Like, we don't need that. We need help on the offensive line. We need help cornerback. Cooper DeJean was still there. You should have just taken him. I get it. You know, like, you know, some people were projecting him to be a corner slash like safety. Eventually, he was gonna move or whatever. Kool-Aid was still there. I'd be fucking happy with Kool-Aid. I made fun of him because his name is fucking Kool-Aid, but Kool-Aid was still there. Like, what the fuck were you guys doing? Like, and then their explanation was just stupid. Like, I sat there and I listened to it, and I'm like, you know when a man gets, like, caught cheating and doing something stupid, and every fucking excuse that comes out, and the girl just stares at you like, do you believe the stupid shit that comes out of your mouth? That's literally how I was sitting there staring at John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Like, do you honestly believe that fucking dumb shit that you're spewing right now? You sound stupid. You're making a case for a dude that you could probably have picked up in the second round with your second pick. And you know, if you would have, you know, traded up a little to get him, I would have been like, okay, you know what? Cool. But no, they reached for a second round pick, Renardo Green. Yes, we need a cornerback. He's solid. He's a solid player, but not for the way they got him. The only pick that I like is the tackle that they got. For where they got him and the value, he looks like he can develop into something. But you had in the second the first round pick really ruined my whole draft. As I can ask my wife. I literally looked at it. She looked at me, and I'm like, "This is, dude. Like, they do this shit all the time. I'd rather them not have a freaking first round pick." In our chat, I literally go like, "I'm fucking done with it. Like, they're dumb."
Yeah.
But I'm done. I'm done. I'm done bitching about my team. Let me say one thing straight. As I'm looking at this list, each and every individual person that got drafted, hey, man, congratulations. Welcome to the team. You know, I'm not going to write them off like, oh, like they suck. No, because I don't know. I don't know them like that. Hopefully they turn out great. I'm just saying I'm giving shit to my front office because they're really it almost seems like they don't know what they're doing when it comes to draft.
You feel like they didn't address the needs that your team actually needed?
No, they addressed them, but with like – in like rounds where they shouldn't, like you don't need, like, I get it. People are talking about the Niners having uncertainty and wide receiver. Okay. You still have them. You're not trading them. You haven't traded them. They're still there. Ayuk, you're probably going to have to extend for him to play, but he's probably not going to sit out. Cause I mean, he's going to incur a crap load of fines.
Right.
Depo, I get it, but not for a first round pick. You know, and that's the way I feel about it. They could have done a hell of a lot better. You know, I welcome the players that we got. Hey, let's get to work. You know, they all seem like good kids. Like they want to be there. I mean, obviously, you know, you get drafted. Except Malik Nabers, he looked really upset getting to the Jets facility or Giants facility. I saw the video of that. I'm like, why does my man look like he's getting to a freaking funeral? Oh, yeah, because his career is about to take a shit.
You know, they did say that the biggest winner out of the entire draft was Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I totally expect them to take a QB, man. I really did.
I mean, dude, like, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm gonna complain about my front office, and but at the end of the day, congratulations to all these players. To how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players that we got. Welcome to the team. Side note, my wife, she's like the best analyst I know. Instagram analyst. She gave me the news that the Niners picked up a undrafted free agent. What was his name? Tyreek Owens? Sorry? Yes.
My headphones in what?
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Hold on.
She wasn't ready. She was not prepared.
Owens' son. She wasn't. We can't have that on.
Yeah, she went on TikTok over here. Like, bro, you have to be on it.
This is a well-organized show. We can't do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah,
we're international, all right.
We got people from Brussels, damn it.
Oh, Brussels. Yeah. Brussels. I thought it was Brussels.
I don't even know where Brussels is.
It's in Belgium, and they have waffles there. Dude, that's all I know.
Those waffles are pretty good.
As long as they got bacon inside those waffles, I'm all about it.
Let's not get started with fucking bacon. Not this early in the show.
Please. I don't have any bacon, man. I'm good.
Good, because you look like a fucking caveman eating that bacon.
It's delicious.
You can go back to your TikToks. But yeah, shout out to... Shout out to the Niners for picking somebody up. That's kind of cool. It's a cool story. Tyreek Owens, son of Terrell Owens. Let's just hope that, you know, he doesn't turn out to be a head case like his father, and we should be good. But moving on we'll start with you, Ray. How did your Browns do?
Hey, before we get into that, Richie, what would you grade your draft at if you had to give it a grade before we move on?
I don't think you want him to answer that.
The only reason I can't give it an E is because it doesn't exist in the grading scale, right?
No, this is our grading scale. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
It's a fat, fat, fat. You know what? I'll give him an F plus.
Okay.
Right. I didn't like it one bit. I think they were almost as unprepared as Danny with the TikTok thing. You know, I didn't like it. And
that's smart. Throw shots at your wife and your back's to her. Good job.
Yeah, exactly.
Earphones on because you would have seen me or thrown something at me. You know how they are.
You would have been hit in the face with a sandal.
The chine clap. But I feel like they were very. I feel like they were unprepared. I feel like they had like this board of like people that they felt like, oh, like this is who we want. But you know, sometimes it's just because you want them doesn't mean you have to take them there. Like,
yeah.
Let me ask you: Do they use analytics in their front office?
Bro, I don't even think they use their heads in the front office. What are you talking about?
Well, you said they're sub firmly up the ass, so.
If analytics mean having a fucking board with names on it and then they throw a dart at it, I think then, yes, they might use that analytic.
Well, the analytics is, like, the Browns were doing that for, they're doing it now, but now they're taking the best football player available at spots, which is what they should do, and they're filling needs. Before Andrew Berry got here, Sashi Brown and the whole front office was, oh, well, his PFF grades this, so we're going to take him over this guy, which is why they were set back. Although they had an 0-16 season, 1-15, they were just set back because of all that. So I think the 49ers might be doing that. Hey, his grade's higher on this than this guy, so we're going to take him because it fits what we want to do here.
Yeah, I get it, but like, I don't like
me personally. I'm all about taking the best player available. If it fits your
100%,
if it fits your need, even better.
Yeah, and like, and that's what bothered me the most. That like, okay, you wanted a wide receiver. I honestly think they got him just to stick it to Brandon Ayuk. Like, hey, we can move on from you if we want to. Like that, I truly believe that might have actually come into play.
A big old middle finger.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, and I know a lot of people say, like, you know, well, he's a good player. Okay, yeah, he's a good player. But there was also, at that point in time, he wasn't even the best wide receiver on the board.
Yeah.
You had what's his name, Ladd McConkey or whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. He's better than him. And I'm like, okay, so if you're gonna do that, take the it's fine. Take a better wide receiver. Take the best wide receiver available. You still had, like I said, Cooper DeJean was there. You had Kool-Aid. You had the Newton. What's his name? Newton from the tackle, the defensive tackle. Like, if you wanted to, fuck it. You know, just take. You can never have too many defensive tackles. Or like,
I'm looking at the guys taking after him, man. Jalen Polk was gone, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman. Those are three receivers right there. They're just Coleman's like what, 6'4", 6'6", something disgusting like that.
Honestly, if they wanted to, like, and I know we've gone at this for a while now, but if they wanted to and they wanted that guy so bad, they should have just traded the fuck out of the first round. Trade it out, get a low second round, then pick them there. And then I would be like, you know what? Whatever. It's not as bad. But you haven't had a pick in 3 years in the first round, and the first thing you do is reach for a fucking player that my man's over here calls White Lightning. I don't get it. A lot of people might be like, hey, you know, you're just bitching and moaning just to bitch and moan. But no, we shit the bed on the draft. That's literally what we did. You picked up people that you just felt like they fit your team or your character or fit it in a way that you wanted to. But at what point does talent outweigh all that shit? And just be like, you know what? We need to take the best players. We want to fucking get over the hump. We want to fucking beat Kansas City. Let's take the best player. And don't trade with fucking the Kansas City Chiefs, the one that beat you in the Super Bowl. Stupid fucks.
Can I ask a quick question? So I've had a bit of a busy week, so I tried paying as much attention to the draft as I could. But where did Cooper DeJean end up going?
Philly.
Okay.
They got him and the kid from Toledo. So they got two of the top corners in the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. I've been here. We've got a bunch of family in town and stuff, so I tried paying as much attention as I could. I appreciate you guys for keeping me in the loop because it wasn't always easy for me.
Hey, and this message goes for CJ Gardner. They apparently don't give a shit about you either. They went and picked up two rookies that are probably better than you, sir. So
you are. All right, well, now that Richie's off his rant, Ray, how'd your team do?
Yeah, Ray, they did better than mine.
They actually did. Their first pick was Mike Hall Jr. from Ohio State.
Okay.
So he just turned 21, I found out.
Damn.
So that dude, he's not done growing yet. Good, excellent pass rusher. Their next pick was Zach Zinter. Now, Mike Hall was blocked into him during the Ohio State Michigan game and snapped Zinter's leg and broke it.
Yeah. Shit.
Oof.
So, damn. But they got a guard that with Joel Batonio, I think Batonio's got like 2 or 3 years left, if that. So probably move him to left guard when
he's getting a little older.
Which is good. You still learn from Batonio. You still learn from Wyatt Teller. I mean, you got two guys, excellent guys to learn from.
Okay.
They did address another receiver issue. Took a Jamari Thrash from Louisville. Wasn't big on that one, but they need a tall 6'4", 6'5" receiver. They keep passing them up.
Okay.
But they filled out. Let's see. The last three picks were a linebacker who I guess he plays a run real well, but he can't play in coverage, and I think that's a problem, especially as a middle linebacker in this defense. And they said he can't.
Well, just put him in the will position. I mean, the mic. The mic will cover your.
Well, that's the thing. They picked up Jordan Hicks for 1 year.
Yeah.
They got Devin Bush too. So, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean
this guy. They said this guy can't go side to side real well. Like, well,
shit!
If you can't go sideline to sideline, your problem.
He's gonna get hit by a lineman if he can't go side to side like that and get out of the way. He's gonna keep getting hit by linemen.
So he might be a third down pass rusher.
Right, well, hey, you know what?
You know, but you say that they can't go, you know, side to side very well, you know, on all these, you know, different, you know, different things for the draft as far as how they were scouted, right? But then you look at some of the people that have been drafted, you know, you look at the center Kelsey that the Eagles had. Man, you look at his draft report, they're like, oh, well, he might be a backup. He'll probably never be a starter, not that great. He's probably a lock for the Hall of Fame, you know? So I take it with a grain of salt, some of these, you know, how they grade out some of these players. You know, you never know until they make it to the league.
Yeah.
You know, they could surprise the hell out of you.
I 100% agree with that because, I mean, you're the best example I can give you is Fred Warner. I mean, him coming out of what was it? Was it Penn? I think it was Penn State, right? No. No, it was BYU. He was small.
Thanks, Danny.
He was lanky. What'd you say?
That was Danny that said BYU, right?
No. Yeah, she said BYU. She corrected me.
I'm giving her props, man. She's helping us out. She's keeping us in line. I love it.
I just had to get her off TikTok, and all of a sudden she's there. But no, Fred Warner is the perfect example. He was everybody was saying, oh, he's gonna have to convert into a safety. He's too skinny to be a linebacker. He's too his background, he can't put on the weight to withstand like or shed off blocks from linemen.
Right.
And I mean, look at him now. You know, they call we call him all pro Fred for a reason. He's a fucking beast. So, you know, I get it, and I 100% agree with Jeremy. You take some of these analysis stuff from these guys with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, all these analysis, especially in the top in the first round, all these analysis are great, but the actual hit rate in the first round is about, they're sitting at like 50% of these players actually sticking with their team. So who knows?
Well, I'm just going to put it out there. Our 2012 draft, we got rated an F by some expert out there, right? An F. In that draft, we took Bobby Wagner, Bruce Irvin, and Russell Wilson. And they gave us an F for that draft. So, like I said, man, it could be hit and miss. And not every draft's going to be like that. You know, but just because you grade something out doesn't mean that's what's going to come to fruition, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they always grade you out. I mean, if they gave the Niners an F on this one, I totally agree with them, 100%. But yeah, no. So you just got to take it with a grain of salt, and I agree with Jeremy on that. Who else, Ray? What else did they get? What else? Anything else that they plugged up with for you guys' needs or what?
Or what you grade this out at for the draft, you personally.
Me personally, man, for them, for not having a first-round pick, this is the last year of that, thank God. I'd give them a solid B, honestly. They picked up a corner and watched some of his little quick highlights they showed. He actually knows how to play the ball when it's up in the air, which is I love. They picked up another defensive tackle. He's more like he's another run pack, rush pack, pass rusher, sorry. But yeah, I'd say it's a solid B.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of like a comparison, the Niners drafted Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest. He's a baby Jamal Adams. He's like this kid, like I'm like it was only right that I've been giving you so much shit about Jamal Adams for so long that we draft somebody that just like that's his comparison, because he's labeled a safety, but he's a get in the box type of safety because he ain't covering shit.
So side note, there's talks about us bringing Jamal Adams back, but if we do, we're talking about bringing him back as a linebacker. I don't know if it's going to happen. I personally don't want to, but I've been hearing rumbling. What's that?
He's a liability in coverage.
He's a liability.
He's a liability in general.
This is his injury history, man.
Oh man, I gave that guy so much shit. But you know what? He gave the world the funniest short when I don't know if like his keypad wasn't working.
He's gonna get into the death training facility.
Hey,
did they fire me? They got me.
Yeah, I've given you so much shit for that trade, Jeremy, and
the only thing that makes it any better is you gave me a lot of shit, rightfully so, because we got basically one good season out of them. The only good thing that happens then when we traded Russell, we screwed the Broncos over, man. So that kind of helped offset some of those draft picks that we missed, you know, and that we gave up.
I mean, it offsets the draft picks, but it doesn't offset the dumb shit y'all did. Like,
well, no, it offsets it because that's one of the worst trades to ever go down in the NFL, and we were on the right side of it. If that didn't happen, now you're talking about Jamal Adams and how badly we fucked up with it.
I mean,
that's the way I look at it, you know.
Ray knows all.
We got one good season out of them.
The worst trades in NFL history.
that one finally ended today.
Thank God. He's like, I got an opinion about that.
No, I'm done with that. I've been bitching about that for 3 years. It gets me.
Jeremy, have you looked at your guys' draft? How did it go?
Okay, so I'm not familiar with all the names. Like I said, been pretty busy this week. I had a funeral to go to and have family in town, so it's been a little all over the place. I will say, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant, okay? Seahawks fan. I'm realistic. People for years, draft O-line, draft O-line, draft O-line. That's all you hear on any of the Facebook stuff, any of the forums you look at, right? So we just drafted 3 O-linemen in this draft. Do you think that was good enough for Seahawks fans?
I was going to say, hold on. I don't mean to cut your rant off, but I was about to say, they've been bitching and moaning draft O-line, but the minute they do, why did you draft that? That's not good. Dude,
cannot win.
You can't win with some fucking fans. Like I said, I ranted about my team, but you know what? Welcome to the team for these players.
Right.
I 100% back you up. You are part of the Niner organization. Cool. I got you. But some fans are just can't be pleased.
Well, and here's the thing. A lot of these fans, or not a lot of them, a good percentage of them have been watching since 2012, 2013, you know, once we started getting good. So since we've had a couple of 9 and 8 years.
Right. Fair weather fans.
Fair weather, yes. I'm not saying how the percentage. There's been a lot of lifelong Seahawks fans. Not going to knock on them.
That's a fair weather fan, like a motherfucker.
Who?
Danny's cousin, who's a fair weather fan. They started getting good, and all of a sudden, oh, the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Oh, that bitch. Oh, I'm not cutting this out. It's like, gonna be like, oh, which one?
Which one?
All right, let me get back on track. As far as the draft went, Murphy, first round, defensive end. Great pick. Like I said, we were ranked, I don't know, 29th or 30th in total defense last year. So getting our defense.
You know, if I hated that pick, that means y'all did good with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, fuck.
we had the run of anybody from the defense we want. I think one other guy went before that. I don't know the guy's name. We had whoever we wanted as far as defensive end or defensive anybody. So, very happy with that. Like I said, we took 3 different players for the O-line. Something that we definitely needed to work on. I think we were projected to be the worst O-line in the league this year. Still don't agree with that, especially after the draft. I think we got better. We did take a tight end. I know that we have 1 or 2 under contract. I get it. We did take 2 corners. A little perplexed, but I did hear that Mike Jackson might actually move into safety. So if that happens, it frees up a little bit more room as far as our cornerback room.
Well, you know why they took 2 corners, right? Because they're like, damn, the Niners just picked up White Lightning, so we got to get some cover.
Right. And then Ray, just like you, we did pick up a middle linebacker or interior linebacker. Great with the run. Amazing with the run. Everything I'm seeing, not great in coverage. So we'll kind of see how that plays out. But overall, the team, I think, definitely got better. I did see a few of the different players that we signed undrafted after the draft was done. I know we took a quarterback from like Fresno State or something. That might not be the right college. But then we took another.
So do we want to cover the Lions since Steve's not here?
Yeah, let's go ahead and cover the Lions.
Good.
So I got, you're going to have to pull that up, though. I don't have my laptop with me.
I'm getting it right now.
Oh, wait, hold on. The Lions are. The Lions low key, though. When they picked up Terry and Arnold, I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. I'm like, damn, that's a solid ass pick because they moved up for him. That's what I was like. You know what? They're aggressive. They know they were one half away from making the Super Bowl. And you know what? Props to them. They got hella better. They let go of dumbass TJ Gardner Johnson. You know, and they picked up Terry and Arnold. He's a stud, bro.
They're gonna be tough next year, man. They're gonna be tough this next season.
Yeah. Even their second round pick, the dude Rakestraw, they knew they had some problems in that secondary, you know, but they shored up, man. And I know Steve's not here to hear me say this, and you know, he's gonna have to wait till this shit comes out, but the Lions look good.
And just so everyone knows, we didn't kick Steve off the podcast.
No, oh yeah, Steve. Steve's a softball daddy, so he had to go take his daughter to softball, so he couldn't be here.
Got family stuff, man. I get it.
And no, it's not Steve playing with big balls. It's just yeah.
Well, it might be. We don't know. I mean, we're not going to judge.
No, we're not going to judge. Correct.
I do want to put out there as far as the Lions go. I saw that they signed St. Brown to a nice extension and one of their offensive linemen, I believe, as well. Like a real nice fat contract.
Sewell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right tackle. Yeah. Couldn't remember. I don't have my laptop with me, so I don't have all the names. But
and I don't want to sound like a hater or anything, but that that St. Brown contract, if you actually read it through and through, there's some funny money there, bro.
They
backloaded the fuck out of that one. So like they're gonna keep him for his best years in the first like 2 years.
It was a 4-year contract, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was a 4-year contract, I think.
It was an extension, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was an extension.
So he's gotta finish out his contract now.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, you're right.
But it was
no. Like, I mean, no way. That's how that works.
But it was like hella backloaded. So it's like I don't understand how some of these players agree to this shit. Like, I think they get like a bigger guarantee, but then you know the back end of it is where it's you know where half of their money is gonna come out of.
And, well, I think it was guaranteed $75 million or something out of that contract. So he's gonna make a chunk.
But that's pretty.
I hear you saying.
But that's pretty much it because by the time he gets to that fourth, fifth year, dude, they might just cut him out and just be like, no, we don't want you.
Right.
Hopefully it's not like that because I mean, I like him. He's a good receiver. He's
actually
smarter than I thought. But then again, he was standing next to Megatron and, you know.
How long has he been in the league?
Huh?
How long has he been in the league? A couple years, right?
2 or 3 years? Let me look that up for you. 2 or 3 years, I think.
Because I'm assuming.
Sorry, guys. Dealing with the dogs out here.
Bro, you're fine. Amon-Ra St. Brown. I could not fucking. I was not typing that incorrectly. he's been in the year. Bruh. Show me all of them. All right, here we go. I love how they have him listed at 6 foot. At 6 foot, he's not 6 foot, not at all.
He's 5'10". No. He's 5'10" if he's lucky.
3 years. 3 years.
Is he wearing high heels? Sorry, hey, God, Caleb.
Don't let Steve hear you say that.
My bad, bro. I mixed up the players.
You know how he gets when you talk about Caleb Williams.
I know.
So then I'm assuming he was a first round pick, so they probably gotta pick up his 5th year option.
He'll play one more year underneath the rookie contract, and then the new one comes in.
Yeah. Wait, you assume that he was a first round pick?
Maybe.
No.
Second?
No.
He was a 4th round pick.
Oh.
Oh shit.
So those contracts only about 3 years?
Yeah. So they 4. They don't have a 4th year option or a 5th year option. That's right. It's 4 years. No 5th year option. So
he's next year. He was gonna be
in his last year.
But his last year before the contract.
So this year coming up is year 4, then, right?
I mean,
yeah, it could be.
I'm looking at his shit, man. They force fed him the ball, or they tried to. 164 targets. Damn.
How many catches?
119. I mean, that's a lot. And somebody was having a debate about whether, like, who's better, him and Ayuk. I'm like, dude, they're two different players. Like, St. Brown is like your little speedy, like, he's gonna run that slant, and just take it to the house type shit. I mean, I at least that's what I think. Ayuk is a little more, I don't know. He runs more of the middle, the medium range to middle of the field type shit.
Would you say he's a little bit more nuanced?
He's more of a possession guy.
Yeah, I don't. Somebody was having a debate, and I was just like, you can't even compare them though. Like, it's just
doesn't matter. They're both good.
Exactly. Like I get it. People do debates like that just for the hell of it, but like, I can't say anything bad about either one of them. Like, he was clearly a big part of their offense. 164 targets. Ayuk wasn't. Ayuk is like third, fourth option. You know, you got McCaffrey, Kittle, Debo. Then you got Ayuk. And it's like, you
can't. Option number 4.
Yeah, you can't even compare them. You know what I mean? Because like they were debating about whether how the Niners are going to pay Ayuk. He's worth the money.
But Richie, honestly, no one else's opinion matters, just us 4. I mean, honestly.
Well, us 3, if we're being completely
honest. I'm talking about Steve. Yeah, man. He's here in spirit.
Well, I still don't think his opinion matters, but.
did you see the Lions also took a.
No, that's true. He did say that Purdy's as good as Brady, right?
I mean, he had a good start. I will say that. Yeah, I can't say that. But I will say that Purdy has had a nice start. That's all I can say.
Yes.
I truly wish, like, if Purdy had the arm strength, like, he would be, like, the actual entire complete package. But he doesn't have the arm strength. And I'm excited. Like, I don't think I've been excited for a season like this one coming up. Because, honestly, I'm just ready for football. We need to get that fucking Super Bowl take. Out of our mouth, like
after the first game, man, that taste will be gone. You know, because it's a new season; everything matters after that first game. For this,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm low key excited to see White Lightning and see what he can do. I'm not gonna let that go. That's hilarious. But no, low key, the Lions had a really solid as draft.
They drafted a rugby player from England.
They what?
They drafted a rugby player from England to play guard.
Nice. Somebody
fucking to tackle Debo. I mean,
This dude's 6'7", 350.
Oh yeah, Debo. Debo better make a business decision and get the fuck down, because hell no.
He's playing offensive tackle.
He's an
apparently I scared my dog when I screamed.
He's a fucking weapon. He doesn't even have to be in the offense. Dude. Are you kidding me? If I saw that motherfucker coming at me, I'd be like, nope. Hell no.
I heard his 40 was like a 4.95. If you're 6'7", 350 running that fast, dude,
That's a freight train.
I'm sorry. I'm putting you on the defensive side of the ball. You ain't playing offense.
I'd be like,
so what,
coach? I'd be like, no, you go tackle him. then I'll do it. Lead by example, motherfucker.
Show me how it's done.
Please, don't tell me to do something you wouldn't do. Shit.
Who would we give the worst pick for the first round to? Are we unanimous on this? I think we know where this is going.
Atlanta.
At least we were in Atlanta that took Mike Penix Jr. So I don't know. It's kind of tough.
And you know, and no disrespects to Penix. I mean, I think he'll be a decent quarterback. But come on, you got a quarterback that signed to a 4-year deal. Like
he's not.
And he's pissed.
Wait, hold on.
He's not going to learn a damn thing.
And their styles are like completely different.
Yeah.
You don't even take somebody who's close to Kirk Cousins' style to be like, you know what? I just learned behind him. What is he going to learn?
Like Rodgers behind Favre.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like that matches. Oh, dude, don't talk about Rodgers. Like, I still hate that we didn't take him. But still, like, you know, Steve said he's about to hop on.
Yeah, there he is. All right. Perfect.
He's going to at least get his take. Because, yeah, I'm trying to end this early because, you know, we trying to do something for Jeremy's birthday. So,
I'm ready to shoot some pool and get my ass kicked, man. You kicked my ass last year.
I get better.
He played well in college.
Hey! What's going on, bud?
Hey! How y'all feeling?
Hey! Glad to be American.
Well, so a game kind of got a little out of hand, so I got a few seconds.
Oh! Shit got crazy?
Steve's beating people.
Where you go, Steve? Someone!
That Obama phone, man.
That Obama phone, man.
There we go.
Can't hear you, Steve.
You can't hear me?
Now we can.
There
now
we go. Can. Yeah, game kind of got a little out of hand. So I got minutes.
Like, out of hand as in somebody pulled out some pistolas, or
somebody pulled out some pistolas,
or nah, my girl's winning.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Hey, we always like to hear that.
Buddy, she drove in 3 runs, so I'm gonna take it.
Hell yeah! Awesome, man. That's awesome.
So we were talking about the Lions, and we were just looking at it from an outside perspective.
You hear that echo?
I hear an echo. Yeah.
You hear that echo?
All right. So if you can hear us, we were talking about the Lions, and you know, we were just taking an outsider's perspective on how they did. I, believe it or not, think they got hella better. They got rid of Gardner Johnson and they brought Terry and Arnold. Fucking awesome pick. You know, I didn't want to say that to you, but fuck it. I'm a man. I'll say it. They got better. Honestly, if they're the favorites in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. You're going to have to wait for when this episode comes out to hear my fucking rant at the beginning about the Niners. So we're going to. We want your opinion now. I'm gonna unmute you so that we don't hear an echo. I want to hear your opinion about how your team did.
So I'm excited about the Terrion Arnold pick. More than anything, I'm more excited about the Wingo pick than the Arnold pick. So yeah, I love Wingo. I wanted Wingo. So he was a steal. We got him. He can play inside and outside, rush the passer, stop the run. We're going to be okay. As far as the second corner that we took, I was a little shocked by that. But we took the second corner, whatever.
He's solid, though.
He is solid, but I don't see why we needed both of them. But, hey, again, whatever. As long as one of them comes in and contributes, I'm okay with that.
Oh, come on, man. You know Terry and Arnold's going to come in and just lock down one side.
I hope he locked down Brandon Ayuk in a championship game.
I was saying that
you guys got that rugby player.
I'm like, somebody's got to tackle Debo. That's a big dude.
You talking about the dude from the British Columbia? Yeah.
What do you say, Ray?
Evan
ran a
4.5
or a
5
or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he's 6'8".
Great training.
360 pounds and ran a 4.9.
That's a runaway fucking train right there.
I'll take that.
Business decision, that's what I call him.
Because that's what I'm making if I see him coming at me.
I gave my team a solid fucking F plus.
You will eventually hear that, and you'll know why I felt very strong about my front office being dumb.
But two solid Bs.
Ray and fucking Jeremy got Bs.
I was gonna speak to that. The Browns, in my opinion, had a very solid draft, even without a first round pick. Michael Hall, you can plug in at D tackle. He's gonna be a damn good addition. Zach Zinner, you can plug him anywhere, both guards or center, and he can start right away.
I can see him.
The wide receiver you guys got, not a bad wide receiver at all.
Cool. No shit. We're all echoing. It's echoing, Steve.
Did you say something about my echo? It's your echo.
It is what it is.
We just had to edit it out.
I'm on the fly. So what happened was our game got started later than it should have. But I wanted to come in, get my post draft analysis. I kept up with all your teams. I understand, Rich, you feel like your first pick was listen. Okay.
Reaching.
You're good.
The only thing about him is that his white lightning.
So, I mean, we all had solid drafts. I'm looking forward to seeing what's up. And we're going to go from there.
Bro, I'm excited for what's to come.
Next, for all of us, we have our fantasy.
And you know as hell that's going to be funny as fuck. So, I can't wait for that.
It's gonna be a lot of fun this year.
So, but yeah, like I say, I just wanted to come in, get my take, get my segment.
Absolutely, I gotta go back to being a dad. Appreciate it, bro.
We'll see you next week, Steve.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Don't get too wasted.
Thanks,
sir. I'm working on it.
All right, y'all.
I'm working on it.
Later, Steve.
That was fun.
That whole echo thing, I get it.
It's on the fly. It is what it is.
Hey, it's just family stuff, man. You can't complain about family stuff. You know,
we are real people. We're here drinking some Jim Beam. Yep.
We don't get paid for this. We're doing this in our free time.
Yeah.
You don't get paid for this.
Want to get paid for this, but right now we're not.
Jeremy, you're out there. Kick his ass.
He can't.
I ain't going to kick his ass, man. He outweighs me. I'll get my ass kicked. Danny's going to fucking stab me. What's going to happen?
Maybe his wife, but he can't. He has no backbone.
I'd be afraid of Ash.
No, but it was cool. It was cool that Steve got on for a sec just to give his
absolutely.
Opinion. I know. Look, I know he was being nice because he could have given me a bunch of shit about our draft, or maybe I'm just being way too critical for my team. But you guys had really solid draft. You guys had great drafts, to be honest with you. If I look at something and I'm like, fuck, like, damn, like, I wish we got them, you know? That means y'all did good. I know none of you, I don't know none of you guys looked at our drafts and was like, fuck, we should have gotten them. So, story time, since we're going to start drinking, involved a chair.
All right, so let me tell you this story, all right? So, I'm going to tell you how I remember it real quick. Richie and Danny come over. It's Memorial Day 2018. We just moved back to Vegas. Excited to see them. I think it might have been the first time we've seen you guys since we moved back, right? We moved down to Washington, or up to Washington for a couple of years. Come back, super excited. Danny and Richie, we have a great time. We're out here drinking all night, right? It gets a little hazy for me. So the next morning I wake up and I'm talking to my wife and I'm like, oh yeah, that was hilarious when Richie broke that chair and farted when he hit the concrete. And my wife goes, Jeremy, that was you. So I sat down in a plastic chair. The chair broke. I hit the concrete. And apparently I let one rip quite a bit. And I thought that was Richie. Nope. Had to be correct on that one.
I could see your mistake, you know, because I was known for that. I fell down your steps, broke my fucking ankle, and farted when I hit the ground. So...
So Richie was our roommate at one point, came down the stairs, slipped.
Why you would think that?
Yeah, so that's where my mind went. another fart incident with Richie, damn it.
Oh, man. Hey, Ray. Funny story. Remember when we got you fucked up for your bachelor party?
I remember that, man.
I'm sure you did. I remember having to.
2 days after.
I remember having to. Oh, dude. I don't think you've had that much fun in so long, have you?
No, I haven't.
We took him to a nightclub because his. I don't know if you're still still cool with them, but your best man. Had nothing fucking planned for your bachelor party. Yeah,
no, he didn't.
Exactly. So, you know, old boy Rich had to take over. And I'm like, yo, like.
This is what we're doing.
So when I moved out there, before I moved out there, I was working at nightclubs here in Vegas. So I know how to talk to people. I know who to talk to. So
got
to
greet the palms.
I made a few phone calls and I was like, hey. You know, hey, can you? You know, I know it's last minute, but we need. It's my homie's bachelor party. Like, we need some shit,
right?
And we ended up getting the whole stage. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember
nice.
There was like one table and the big ass stage, and we ended up getting the whole thing to ourselves.
Awesome.
Let me tell you, the shit that I pulled that night. The amount of alcohol that was consumed just should have that shit would have killed a baby elephant. I'm not gonna lie. And you know what? I can say this now and I don't give a fuck. But I was trying my damnedest to get Ray some strange because
and he goes, Richie!
I didn't like her. I didn't care. Plan backfired because these motherfuckers drank so goddamn much. We were in the back alley throwing up like a motherfucker. No, it never got to that point. We were in the back alley throwing up. No, I wish it was just that. This shit, these fuckers were back there. When I tell you that Ray vomited for 5 minutes straight, I would be fucking joking. You would think I'm joking. The amount of alcohol that was consumed And I still remember this because the guy goes like, okay, cool. Like, you guys paid, well, I think it was like $400 up front, right? For the stage. But he goes like, with this, I'm gonna get you guys are gonna get, I think it was like four bottles, two of Maker's Mark, and then two vodka bottles. He goes like, because you guys like have a big party, and you know, I'm glad you guys came, and you know, I talked to him. What can I say? Fuck, dude, I come on, I can sell fucking ice to in a fucking igloo man or whatever the fuck they're called. Eskimo. There you go.
Oh, Eskimos.
sorry, man. I think my stuff.
No, you're fine. But so he comped us. He goes like, I'll match your four bottles. So he comped us four fucking bottles, and they were all gone. I was the most sober one. And I remember up to the point of getting to my car and just, I literally got in the passenger seat and I fucking fell asleep.
Damn.
That's it. But I remember very specifically that I was trying to get Ray, you know, some strange. And this motherfucker, dude, he was incoherent.
I don't see that sandal hitting you, man. I thought that was gonna come flying in.
No, because it wasn't me trying to get strange, it was me trying to get Ray some strange.
Danny was still pissed.
I was trying to stop the wedding, not fucking go on with it.
I didn't know
you. I
don't care.
I wish I could have succeeded because I would have saved you a whole lot of headache.
But, yeah.
And I don't even know the full story, but still. All right, boys. Well, once again, it was a good show. It was good to talking to you guys. The draft, well, for some people, it went well for the Niners. I'm not going to lie. I'm very disappointed with how it turned out. I'm glad you guys got on. Jeremy, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
40th birthday, you old fuck.
38. You round old fuck. I can't wait to shoot the pool, man. I'm excited, man. We're going to have some fun today.
Yeah. As soon as we get off, do your thing, and I'm going to go pick up the food, and then we can you guys come over. But as always, thank you for tuning in. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family.
Absolutely, man.
Much love. Peace.
See you guys next week.
Later.